Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we are going to be tackling the Systems Thinkers Toolbox Part 1.
Great.
And hopefully we'll get you equipped to be a better thinker and problem solver and decision maker.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about some it's kind of abstract theories here. You know, this is really about like practical tools you can use today to make your life better.
It all starts with recognizing, I think, that most of us don't naturally think in a systematic way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're, you know, driving with blinders on.
Yeah.
We're focused on what's right in front of us, but we're missing the bigger picture.
Yeah. Think about it this way. Imagine you're trying to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
And you're just focused on like counting calories.
Yeah.
Or you're hitting the gym.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what about like your sleep habits or your stress levels?
Right.
Or even like your social environment?
Yeah.
They all play a role.
Totally.
I mean, that's the essence of systems thinking.
Yeah.
Is seeing those connections.
Okay, so how do we start seeing those connections? So like the Systems Thinkers Toolbox has all these like cool mental tools.
Yeah.
One that really jumped out at me was Miller's Rule.
Oh, that's a great one to start with.
Yeah.
It has to do with how our brains process information.
Yeah.
Basically, Miller's Rule says that we can only handle about 7 plus or minus 2 items at once.
Okay.
In our working memory.
Gotcha.
So if we try to juggle more than that, things are going to start to slip through the cracks.
Yeah, it's like when you walk into a room and you completely forget why you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how many times have you sat through a presentation?
Oh, my gosh.
Where the slide is just crammed with bullet points?
Yes.
Or you've tried to give somebody feedback on a project, and you give them, like, you know, a list of suggestions a mile long.
Yeah, all the time, and it makes my head spin just thinking about it.
Yeah, well, this is where Miller's Rule can be like a secret weapon.
Okay.
You know, instead of overwhelming people with too much information at once,
you
chunk it down into smaller, bite-sized pieces.
Okay.
Three key takeaways on a slide instead of 10.
Right.
Three areas of focus for feedback instead of 15.
Yeah.
It's a really simple shift, but it makes a huge difference.
I love that.
And how people can absorb the information.
I am definitely guilty of bullet point overload.
Yeah.
I've got to work on that.
For sure.
Another tool I found fascinating was Occam's Razor.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds familiar. I think I heard that in like a philosophy class ages ago, but I couldn't for the life of me remember what it meant.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
And it's super useful for problem solving.
Okay.
So basically, Occam's Razor says that, like, given multiple explanations for something, the simplest one is usually the best.
Okay.
It's about, like, cutting through complexity.
Gotcha.
And avoiding unnecessary assumptions.
So kind of like a mental decluttering tool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's say your internet suddenly stops working.
Okay.
Okay. Is it more likely that, like, a single cable came loose? Or that there's some complex, multifaceted cyber attack happening?
Yeah, probably the cable.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think sometimes my brain does jump to the complicated scenario first.
Yeah, and that can just send us down these rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Right, where you're wasting time and energy.
For sure.
So Occam's Razor just reminds us,
start
with the simplest explanation
and
only move to more complex ones if the simple ones just don't pan out.
I like that.
Yeah.
Simple and elegant.
There you go.
Speaking of simplification, don't care situations was another concept that I was like, oh yeah. This really speaks to me.
I love that one.
Yeah.
It's all about consciously deciding what we don't need to worry about.
I think we've all been in situations where we're just paralyzed by too many options or too many factors to consider.
For sure.
Like, what do I do?
So imagine you're buying a new phone.
Okay.
Do you really need to agonize over like every single spec, every possible feature? Or can you identify maybe like the three things that matter most to you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's camera quality or battery life and price. And just focus your decision on those.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Right.
It's like creating a mental filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. To block out the noise and focus on what really matters.
It frees up so much mental energy for other things.
So much. Yeah. So far, we've been talking about kind of tools for simplifying things and focusing our attention.
Yeah.
But the Systems Thinkers Toolbox also emphasizes the importance of like expanding our perspective.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where the perspectives perimeter comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that kind of like a way to systematically look at a situation from multiple viewpoints?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about challenging our initial assumptions and looking at things through different lenses.
Okay.
So, for example, there's the functional perspective.
Okay.
Right. So instead of focusing on the specific object or solution, we ask, what is the underlying function? What are we actually trying to achieve here?
Gotcha.
So the book gives this great example of this guy who needs to light a cigarette in a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't speak the language.
Oh, boy.
And he can't find any matches.
Okay.
So this is a frustrating situation, right?
Yeah.
But instead of getting stuck, he shifts his perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
So instead of focusing on matches, he thinks about the function.
Yeah.
I need to create a flame.
I need fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he walks into a restaurant, gestures towards a candle on a table, and voila, problem solved.
That's thinking outside the box.
Exactly.
I love it.
By focusing on the function,
he
was able to come up with a creator solution that he wouldn't have seen otherwise.
For sure.
And that's the power of the perspective's perimeter.
Okay.
It encourages us to break free from like our habitual ways of seeing things and explore new possibilities.
Okay, so we've got Miller's rule for chunking information. We've got Occam's razor for simplifying explanations, don't care situations, for prioritizing, and the perspective's perimeter for expanding our viewpoints.
It's like we're building a mental toolkit.
Yeah, I'm already starting to see how these can work together.
Yeah, you're starting to think like a systems thinker.
I like it.
That's just the beginning.
Okay.
The systems thinker's toolbox has a whole arsenal of these mental models.
Okay.
Each designed to help us see the world more clearly and make better decisions.
So in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore how to actually apply these tools to real world situations.
Yeah, we'll walk through a step-by-step problem solving process that can help you break down these complex challenges and find creative solutions.
Perfect. I can't wait.
You'll be good.
Awesome. All right. Okay, welcome back. So we've gotten some pretty powerful tools so far in this deep dive into the systems thinker's toolbox.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really starting to see how this way of thinking can help us tackle like even some of the toughest problems.
Yep.
But now I'm kind of itching to see them in action.
Yeah.
How can we use these to solve real world problems?
Well, that's the $1 million question, right?
Yeah.
And the systems thinker's toolbox gives us a really solid framework for tackling problems systematically.
Yeah, okay.
It's not necessarily about finding the one right answer.
Right.
It's more about approaching things in a structured and insightful way.
Okay, so let's break it down. What's the first step in this problem-solving process?
So it all starts with, like, recognizing the undesirable situation.
Okay.
Which, you know, might seem kind of obvious.
Yeah.
But it's really crucial to like clearly define the problem, what is actually going wrong here.
Right.
And just as importantly, why should we even care?
Right. We don't want to waste time and energy solving the wrong problem or a problem that doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
And this is where those critical thinking skills come in.
Okay.
Right. You need to like dig beneath those surface symptoms and identify the root causes. Remember the wilting plant analogy?
Yeah.
Instead of just adding more water, you need to investigate, is it getting too much sun?
Right.
Not enough nutrients. Is there a pest problem?
Okay, so we've identified the problem. We know why it matters.
Yep.
What's next?
So now we define the ideal outcome.
Okay.
Right. So if we could wave a magic wand, what would success actually look like?
Okay.
And here's the key. Be specific.
Okay.
Vague goals lead to vague results.
So I'm starting to sense a theme here.
Yeah.
Systems thinking seems to be about clarity and focus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, like, we want to improve team communication,
right,
you might say, we want to reduce the number of project delays caused by miscommunication by 20% in the next quarter.
Okay, so a measurable goal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That gives us a clear target to aim for.
Okay. Problem-adign, ideal outcome in sight.
Yep.
Now what? Now we brainstorm solutions.
You got it. Right. This is where that toolbox really starts to shine.
Okay.
Right. We can break out those perspectives and start generating multiple solution options.
Okay.
Right. The functional perspective, the structural perspective, the temporal perspective.
Right.
Each one can offer you a different angle and spark new ideas.
Okay. I can see how that would be really helpful. But sometimes when I'm brainstorming, I get overwhelmed by like too many possibilities.
Yeah. That's a great point.
How do we narrow it down and choose the best course of action?
So that's where some of the decision-making tools from the book can be incredibly useful.
Okay.
Things like the Pew matrix or multi-attribute variable analysis.
Okay.
These provide a structured framework for comparing and ranking different options.
Okay, so we can like weigh the pros and cons of each solution.
Exactly.
Consider factors like cost, feasibility, potential impact, alignment with our overall goals.
Exactly. And remember Miller's rule.
Yeah.
If we try to compare too many options at once,
yeah,
our brains are going to start to fry.
Right, too many things.
So we might need to use some of those don't care situations to eliminate some options early on. Or break the decision-making process down into smaller chunks.
Okay, I'm seeing how all these tools can kind of work together like pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah.
But even with the best planning and analysis, sometimes things don't always go according to plan.
Sure.
So what happens when our chosen solution hits a snag?
Well, that's where the beauty of systems thinking really shines.
Okay.
It's not about finding that perfect solution on the first try.
Right.
It's about embracing an iterative approach.
Okay.
You know, learning from mistakes.
Yeah.
Adapting constantly, refining our understanding of the system.
So even if our initial solution doesn't work out perfectly, it's still valuable because it teaches us something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Every time we try something, we gather data.
Yeah.
We analyze the results.
Mm-hmm.
We're deepening our understanding of the system.
Right.
And we're getting closer to a solution that truly works.
I love that. It takes the pressure off of like finding the right answer.
Right.
And shifts the focus to like continuous learning and improvement.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've walked through this whole problem-solving process.
Yeah.
From defining the problem to generating solutions, iterating based on feedback.
Yeah.
But I can't help but wonder, how does all of this relate to, like, the bigger picture?
That's a fantastic question. And that's exactly what we're going to explore in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll step back from, like, those individual tools and techniques.
Right.
And consider the broader implications of systems thinking.
Okay.
How can we use this way of thinking to not only solve problems, but to design a better future?
I like it. I'm ready. Let's go.
Awesome.
Okay, so we've explored all these really powerful tools from the systems thinker's toolbox.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see how this way of thinking can help us tackle even the toughest problems.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious,
yeah,
how does systems thinking apply to the really big challenges, mm, like the kind that go way beyond a single project or a team?
Yeah. That's where systems thinking really gets exciting.
Okay.
It's not just about solving like isolated problems.
Right.
It's about understanding how everything's interconnected.
Right.
And using that knowledge to like create positive change on a larger scale.
So instead of just reacting to symptoms, we can become more proactive in like shaping the systems that we're a part of.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Think about some of the biggest challenges facing the world today.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Social inequality. Political polarization.
Yeah.
These are complex systemic problems,
right,
that can't be solved by just tweaking a few variables,
right,
or addressing isolated symptoms.
Because they're not isolated issues. They're all interconnected in ways that can be hard to even grasp.
Totally. Our actions in one area can have ripple effects throughout the entire system.
Yeah, it's like that butterfly effect idea.
Exactly.
Where one small change can have huge unintended consequences.
Right. That's why we need to shift our thinking.
Okay.
From linear to circular.
Uh-huh.
From siloed to holistic.
Gotcha.
We need to see the patterns, the feedback loops,
yeah,
the long-term consequences of our actions.
It's almost like we need to develop like a new kind of vision,
right,
a systems vision, to even see how everything fits together.
Absolutely.
But how do we even begin to wrap our heads around something that complex?
Well, it starts by recognizing that we're all part of these interconnected systems.
Right.
Whether we realize it or not.
Yeah.
Our everyday choices, the organizations we work for, the policies we support.
Right.
They all contribute to shaping these larger systems.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed or powerless in the face of these huge challenges,
yeah,
systems thinking is a way to see how we can be part of the solution.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's about moving from a mindset of this is just how things are,
right,
to how can we make things better?
Yeah.
And it's not about finding a single right answer.
Right.
It's about fostering collaboration dialogue and a willingness to experiment and learn.
So it sounds like systems thinking is as much about mindset as it is about specific tools and techniques.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
It's a way of thinking that challenges us to be more curious.
Yeah.
It's more critical, more open to different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds us that even small actions, when they're aligned with a clear understanding of the system,
yeah,
can create ripple effects that lead to meaningful change.
This deep dive has been like a real eye-opener for me. I'm starting to see the world and my place in it in a, yeah, whole new light.
Awesome.
I know we've just barely scratched the surface here,
oh, yeah,
of what systems thinking has to offer.
The systems thinker's toolbox is just one starting point.
Right.
I encourage you to keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep questioning and keep experimenting with these tools in your own life.
Awesome. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this. What if applying systems thinking isn't just about solving problems, but about designing a better future? What possibilities could you unlock by seeing the world through this new lens?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep thinking systemically.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. If you'd like to discuss any of the questions or anything that you heard in the podcast, or would like the team to do a deep dive into a different topic, please join the LinkedIn group and let me know. I look forward to providing you with many more deep dives into the applications of systems thinking. Take care.